great to have you here with us on Juno Afternoon. I'm Christina Michelle, your host for today. So what happens to fishing nets when they outlive their usefulness? Juno is a fishing community, so that means there are likely a lot of old nets lying around, especially when they're banned from the landfill. But the city and borough of Juno and a Seattle company called Net Your Problem have teamed up to get these nets out of Juno so they can be repurposed. It's kind of one of those win-win stories. And here to tell us about this program, Stuart Ashton, the operations manager for Recycle Works, and Nicole Baker with Net Your Problem. Stuart, let's start with you.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why can't these nets go in the landfill along with other trash?
Well, technically they can, but the local landfill owner and operator, Waste Management, basically said that they don't want that material in there. Hopefully it's because a lot of the material is recyclable and we can do something better with it than bury it forever.
Okay, and Nicole, hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Nicole, what led you to start your company, Net Your Problem?
Well, I used to be a fisheries observer. I have a master's degree in marine biology, so one of my first jobs out of college was a scientist that was collecting data about commercial fisheries in Alaska. So we would live on boats and travel around with them and be in ports like Dutch Harbor and Kodiak and Accutane. And I just saw a lot of old nets lying around. And these were trawl nets, which is different than what we're going to be talking about today. But the idea is the same, that there are a lot of old nets sitting around in lots of ports in Alaska and elsewhere. And once I realized they were made out of plastic and that there were recycling companies that specialized in accepting this material, I thought, why shouldn't we be doing this?
Wow. I heard that no piece of plastic is ever actually disintegrates. Is that true? That it has to be recycled?
Yeah, from my understanding, yeah, they just break down into smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. So recycling is a way of actually capturing that plastic and getting it back into the supply chain for another use.
Nice. And what exactly do you do with these nets once you get them?
Our role is that of a broker. So that's how I describe what our business does. If you think about a real estate broker, for example, that person knows who has houses to sell and who wants to buy them, and they match those two people up. And so that's similarly what we do with the nets. I know that Stuart and Juno have some to get rid of, and I also know what companies or businesses are looking for those nets as a raw material for their recycling factories. So we don't actually process any of the nets or recycle them ourselves or make any of the products, but we facilitate the transfer of those materials to those companies that do.
I see. Okay. Stuart, can people just bring you their gill nets, or do you have to prep them in some way?
Yeah, well, definitely they got to be prepped. We've got a couple PSAs out there and flyers and whatnot that we've worked with. Nicole, actually, we're using some of her documentation and whatnot that basically show you what you need to take off of it. And it's basically the webbing is what we're looking for. The other stuff, it's not the same material. It's not as easy, and Nicole can talk more to it. But as long as it's prepped and basically meaning anything that's not recyclable taken off, you contact me and we set up a time that's convenient for you. I make sure that it is proper, and then it goes along with all the other stuff waiting to get shipped down to Nicole.
Okay. Can either Stuart, you or Nicole, explain to us what the harm is of just letting these nets sit around?
I definitely feel that Nicole has a lot more experience seeing that other than, because myself, other than that, it's just any kind of ghost netting and whatnot. There's tons of articles and just videos and things you can see of anything that we leave in the ocean, especially nets that aren't actually checked and whatnot. They're just destroying life out there. I'm sure, again, Nicole can probably give you a more firsthand account of what she's seen.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just a waste of a resource. So we like to think about nets and even other plastic items that can be recycled. When those are taken to the landfill, that's causing us to have to extract petroleum from the ground and use it to make virgin plastic, to make some of the plastic products that we need or use in our life. So if we take that stuff to the landfill, I think it's wasting resources. So we want to keep that stuff in the supply chain as much as possible. So the rationale for recycling fishing gear is the same as why you would want to recycle water bottles or milk jugs. And I think, you know, what Stuart is saying about stuff being in the environment that causes pollution, it harms animals and wildlife just the same like any other kind of plastic does. So we want to just be managing the waste that we generate as responsibly as possible. And that's what I think we're trying to do in Juneau with the gill nets, just give fishermen a responsible way of getting rid of the materials that they use to make their livelihoods.
Okay. Stuart, your mission seems to be to keep stuff out of the landfill, so you must know how much trash goes in there every year. What percent of the waste are you able to divert through recycling?
Well, yes, we basically the landfill here, and not we, but Waste Management, the private entity that owns it, they take in about 30,000 tons a year. And it's pretty consistent. It does grow a little bit, but it's pretty consistent. Juneau is a pretty consistent place, thankfully, for a lot of reasons. And depending on which metrics you're looking at, we divert anywhere from 6 to 11%. That's, you know, up to 11 is when we're talking about the recycling program that the CBJ contracts to have the recycling center. And then also Alaska Waste, the curbside pickup and whatnot, you know. Now, we can probably get up to about 11% annually is what we're stopping from going in there by offering these services.
Okay. And Nicole, how much progress are you making in collecting these old nets?
Well, we've been in business since the summer of 2017. So we just ticked over 4 years doing this work in Alaska and elsewhere. And we have collected 440 tons of nets, or 971,000 pounds since we started. So I think we are, it's nothing compared to Stuart's 30,000 tons of garbage that he has. But we're trying to grow. We're trying to expand to include other locations in Alaska. So this year we're working with Stuart and then also another Southeast community, Haines, and we've got a part-time employee that's working in Maine to start a lobster line recycling program there. So there are fisheries all over the U.S. on all of the coasts that generate fishing gear that is recyclable. So we're trying to expand to those places as well. And I think the model that we have going on in Juneau here, where the city is providing this recycling program to the fishermen, is something that I would really like to replicate. I think the cities and the boroughs are definitely need to be involved in providing this service to their residents. In some places where we're trying to establish operations, taking nets to the landfill is free and legal and widely accepted as a possible disposal option. So that makes it really challenging to charge fishermen for recycling. So if you can have the leadership of the municipalities to provide this as a service, that can really make it so that it works out.
Okay. Well, Stuart, I'm going to go to you. What is one main thing that you really want people to know about the work that you're doing?
Oh, goodness.
You can say more than one if you want.
Fair enough. All right. Are you looking for all of our programs, or just the general RecycleWorks, you know, entity and CBJ? Are you looking more for the Gilnet side that we're talking about now?
Well, mainly for the Gilnet side, but anything that you're passionate about, most passionate about, I should say.
Fair enough.
Well, Nicole, I'm going to ask you the same thing, just so you know.
Well, I'm first off is I've only been doing this position for, you know, 5 or 6 years, and I took over from a gentleman named Jim Panor, who started most of the RecycleWorks programs, and the Gilnet one was one of his that he really wanted to get off the ground, and unfortunately they're just, well, basically Nicole wasn't out there for us to find, and so I'm really, really happy that right after he left, we actually found Nicole, and we've been working with her since trying to get this off the ground and get it going. And so this is actually one of my passion ones, is because I wanted to get that done for him. And I'm really excited to be able to contact him again and say, hey, we're actually making shipments and getting this stuff out of the water and out of the landfill and whatnot. You know, so this is definitely my passion one, mostly because it affords me the opportunity to go down to the dock and visit the docks and harbor guys and ladies, because I love being on the water. Anything that has to do with fishing, even if I'm not involved in it, I'm all about.
Nice. And the same question to you, Nicole. What would you most like us to know about what you do and why you're so passionate about it?
I'm glad I came second, because it gave me a chance here to think what I want to say. So I've got two things that I'd like to share. One is Stuart sort of teed me up to talk about how to prepare nets properly, but I didn't follow through with that. So I would like to say that if you are a fisherman and you would like to participate in this recycling program, it is super important that you are dropping off nets that are prepared properly. So that means taking off the cork line, the corks, the hanging twine, and the lead line and a weed line if you use one. So those are all parts of a gill net that are made out of a different type of plastic than the actual nylon web, which is what the recyclers are interested in. And some of the nets that Stuart had sent me pictures of that people had dropped off previously have some of those materials on there. It is so, so, so time consuming and difficult to go through nets that have been dropped off already and take off these materials. So when you're stripping a net, do this right when you're stripping the net, and then bring us the clean product. And in the press releases that Stuart mentioned earlier, we've put together a video showing how to do this. It requires a little bit extra time, but if you want to recycle, this is what you need to do. We really cannot be accepting materials that are not prepared properly, because we would need an army of volunteers spending the whole summer in order to make the nets compliant for recycling. So if you don't want to spend the extra time, you need to find something else to do with your gill nets, but don't bring them to Stuart. That's number one. And then the second thing is that this is a little bit more of a esoteric or high level kind of thing, but, you know, people do recycling because they can make money from that, generally speaking. The recycling factories receive raw materials and then sell those to make other kinds of products. And I think a lot of people believe that recycling is something that we want to do because it's good for the earth and we should have to get grants and have volunteers and all this kind of stuff. And that your problem is actually a for-profit business. We're providing a service to municipalities and the fishing industry. So I would just like people to have that kind of in their mind that, you know, I was motivated to do recycling because I want to do something good for the environment. But ultimately, recycling is a business, all of the factories that do that. So it is important that what we are essentially selling to the recycling companies is what they have agreed to purchase from us, going back again to having things prepared properly, because these are raw materials for them to then sell on into products that are being manufactured lately. So recycling is kind of cool because there is like a feel good, do something good for the environment kind of approach while at the same time being a sustainable way to make a living, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Stuart, did you want to add anything?
Not so much, but I will jump onto Nicole's sentiment that if you're going to recycle, please do it the right way. Doing it incorrectly, whether it's gill nets, whether it's, you know, just bringing your material to us, it makes it much, much more cumbersome, expensive, even to the point where we actually can't get rid of the recycling material if it's not done correctly. So utilize our website and whatever else you need, you know, reach out to me. Like, I'll talk recycling all day long, but if you're going to do it, and please do it right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to explain to us how gill nets can be recycled and for giving us a proper protocol for recycling. Nicole Baker with Net Your Problem and Stuart Ashton, manager for RecycleWorks.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Can't wait to get your nets later, Stuart.
Yeah.